Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee here with Doug Cutler, head coach of the cross country teams. After, which is still technically a fall that's going for one individual, but a remarkable fall season. And we talked about the potential this summer of these boys and girls and what they could accomplish. And when we had our preseason interview, you had a roadmap to where things could be. In some ways, maybe even exceeded some expectations for the team in terms of preseason success. In many ways, met a lot of the goals, especially on the boys' side, despite some illness and some overcoming of injuries there. All in all, I can't imagine you're much happier with how things have gone for Pella Cross Country over the last 4 months.
No, absolutely. Definitely met a lot of our goals. You know, hats off to teams that kind of rose to the challenge and were ahead of us as well. But the boys performed outstandingly. Could not be happier. Obviously, again, like you said, we battled some illness at the end of the year that may have suppressed our peak of what I believe we could have shown to be. But that's why you play the games. You know, injuries happen in football, and sickness happens in cross country. You know, whatever the case may be, again, across all sports, all you can do is put forth your best effort, prepare for everything you can possibly control, and then do your best. And I have no doubt the boys did that the last few weeks. You know, again, punctuated probably the most by, I would say, our NXR race was our best race of the year. I think they finally got a little more healthy. It was kind of interesting. Kanan running in the championship race and obviously had a fantastic race there, placing sixth. You know, just as proud as I am of Kanan, the boys had their best pack run of the year. They really took the challenge of not having Kanan as their leader of that race, and they all stepped up and ran a fantastic race. First time all year we had five runners in one race under 17, and Kanan wasn't in the race. So that really speaks to how well they ran there at NXR. Girls, absolutely. I mean, again, in my wildest dreams, I would never have dared write down the times each of those girls actually reached. You know, for, you know, again, using some of our NXR times, you know, 16:25. 18:12, 18:21, 18:50, 18:52. We ran five girls under 19 minutes at NXR, and Elsie Brenneman was not one of those five because of her injury and her fading the last mile, unfortunately. Gave us everything she possibly could, but you know, her hip just wasn't going to turn the end of that race. So girls definitely exceeded expectations. I mean, again, clearly the no argument that they are the greatest 3A team of all time. I think the argument could be made that on the right day, it might be one of the greatest teams the state has ever seen. But very, very proud of each and every one of the boys and girls and what they accomplished this year, because it was quite extraordinary.
So let's go back to the state meet, and we'll start in order with the girls. Lowest score of all time. I, you know, there was some talk about maybe getting close, and certainly the 3A score felt like that was going to be very much accomplishable. Previously, I think it was 50 points in the 5K era. I don't know if many people had 23 on their drawing board, six that placed in the top 15. All the girls were at 19 minutes or faster, except for Lizzie, who had a pretty good race, all things considered. I mean, wow. I know that the all end goal was to qualify for nationals at NXR, but the state race can't be remiss that it was one of the greatest state championships of all time.
Absolutely. You know, as we met prior to the state meet and kind of had our individual meetings and talked about individual goals, there was certainly the possibility and expectation that every single one of them could finish in the top 15, top 30, even for Lizzie on the right day. But again, you don't expect everyone to necessarily meet that ultimate peak. We definitely talked openly about we were the most likely team to have someone finish 16th, 17th, or 18th just off the podium, because four or five teammates might be ahead of you, and that's going to push you to 16th. So for six girls to all finish in the top 14, it just, we clicked. I mean, the flow was going. Everyone had their best race. Like you said, Lizzie maybe not had the best race, but, you know, she was right there with us the whole step of the way, very much a part of everything that we did. Her attitude and determination, I think, defines very much what Pella Cross Country has been this year in trying to be our very, very best. So while she might not have been, she's not going to be listed amongst that group of all-staters, she certainly contributed. So, you know, the other six girls, just remarkable. You know, six girls on the podium, 23 points, as you said, that is going to be tough to beat. A team could even improve and run faster than we did, but 23 points also just speaks to the competitive nature of that one race and how you compete against the individuals there, because that score is not dependent just on what you run. It depends on what your opponents run as well. So, you know, in particular, I would definitely draw some attention to Ruth Dunham's last mile. You know, and we were really curious to see what Lindsay Sonderman and Berglund and I'm going blank at the girl from Kokoda right now. But we knew there were a lot of fantastic race runners in that race, and we were really curious of how would they try to go with Marissa? Would they try to stay with Elsie? What would the case be? And we definitely spoke early in the week, Ruth and I, about if they go out ahead of you, be ready for any chance that they start to struggle and they come back to you. And you could tell in the last mile, I had very little doubt. There was just a eye of the tiger look in Ruth that she was strong, she felt good, she was in the flow, and she was going to go after him. So it didn't surprise me at all that she ended up being third. So 1-2-3 finish, I'd only seen that once in my career. North Tama did it back with the Dinsdale twins, Brooke and Blair and Sarah Stokes. To do it at the 3A level against fantastic runners. I mean, again, some of these girls in 3A, these are girls that a few years ago would be state champions. But, you know, the Bella Dutch put some extraordinary times down, extraordinary competitiveness, and 23 points. I would not have picked. I couldn't have predicted 23 points. That's astounding.
And then we'll get to the boys' race, and we'll talk about your phenomenal individuals in a second. A solid day. It's hard sometimes living the comparison of what the girls did and what the boys did, but you're coming away with a trophy. Des Moines Christian, there was a sign earlier in the year that they were probably the number two team coming in when they at the Heartland Classic were missing a guy, and they were right behind you in the standings, and you were dealing with some illness. Kanan and his battle with Quentin just didn't have his own day. Like, it felt like it could have been closer, but Quentin is phenomenal, one of the few to ever run sub 15 on the boys' side now at state. But not to get lost in the shuffle, they had a pretty good day. Third place, I think it's hard in the context of what the girls are doing and the phenomenal run they're on, and that will likely continue for multiple years. The boys had a really nice day and a nice season.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I don't know that the state race was our best race. I think it was our best race for our condition and the quality we were in going into it. So no disappointment there. We got beat by two state championship teams. I mean, you know, Des Moines Christian was the 2A state champion the year before. Gilbert was the 3A state champion. And we certainly knew they were both going to be very, very good. I could see some circumstances and some differences that, again, maybe we have a chance to race, you know, to get second place, maybe then challenge Gilbert a lot closer. But no regrets. We were not hanging our heads at any moment after we got third place. We knew we had run well. Those two teams had run better. But for both boys and girls now to come home with a state trophy in the top three years in a row, extraordinary consistency, extraordinary belief that as some people graduate, you know, whether it's Chase Lauman, Nathan Vanderwall, we graduate some incredible athletes in depth from our team, and the next group steps up. So, you know, as we graduate Devin and Caden Brown and Aaron Hellbush, who's the next group that's going to step up, in 2025? Porter Carlton, Asher Skibout are obviously the two alternates that we had this year. Caden Toole was hurt all year. We never got to see what he can do, and I know he's going to be excited to prove himself next year. Yeah, we're very pleased with the result. No regrets. Very proud. Again, all those coach speak cliches, not only would I say them, but I do mean them. It was a fantastic weekend for both boys and girls. Successful weekend for the program.
Here, Doug Cutler, head coach of the Pella Cross Country Teams, this interview powered by Hy-Vee as we recap the season. And shift the focus here on individuals, and we've talked a lot about the program as a whole over the years, but you have two really, really special young people who have exceeded, I think, many people's external expectations of them. And we'll start with Kanan Dunham, who came in, you knew he was going to be really good, did not have his best day at state, and he would be the first to admit it. I had a chance to talk to him post-race. You could tell he was frustrated by that, came back in NXR and broke the 15-minute barrier, not just by a little bit, but by a lot. And considering the fact that he has some really intense competition across the state and the Midwest, Kanan is just steady Eddie and one of the most consistent athletes you've ever had. And I know you're excited for his senior year, but want to give some love to Kanan and the work he's doing, because he's not winning the races that the other person we're talking about is winning, but he's having a mind-boggling career.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, if you look across the board, and Kane and I discussed this prior to the state race, there's every reason to see, and every measurable shows he's getting better. He's working hard. He's improving, both physically and mentally. Just rough estimate, approximately 30 seconds faster at just about every course we ran this year. And that wasn't the case at state. The state race was the one time that that he didn't run 30 seconds faster. So, well, the goal there was obviously beat Zach Buchheit's 15:09, break 15. The first mile didn't go quite the way he anticipated. He was about 10 seconds off what he wanted to do. And then, quite frankly, just never felt in the flow. Again, we talk about flow a lot on the cross-country team and just feeling comfortable, feeling like every step sort of has some energy to the next step. And that just wasn't the case that day. He felt like from the very beginning, from the first 200 meters, that something just wasn't quite working right. So to run 15:13, a 6-second PR at state, was extraordinary given how he was feeling. But it was going to be very difficult to beat Quentin Naumann that day. So super happy things worked exactly the opposite way at NXR. He really did feel like he was in the flow. We did actually a little extra mileage. He actually did a little extra mileage that week to really make the legs kind of really flush out and feel like he'd put in the work. So I think that actually helped him a little bit. We may have backed off almost a little too much for state. So 15:54, sixth place, first Iowan. I mean, again, first time he's ever raced and beaten Ethan Zuber, Quentin Naumann this year, a host of other guys who ran fantastic. Decker, I think, was 14th or somewhere 18th or something like that. So for him to be the first Iowan in at NXR Heartland was truly impressive. And again, he's getting better. He is doing the he's doing the work. He's doing everything he can possibly do. So if anybody thinks he's reached his peak yet, just you keep watching because he's not done.
And then what else can we say about Marissa? Just a phenomenal kid, and you and I have talked about that and the way she's led this team and really tried to include everyone else in what's happening to her. But she's one of the fastest runners in the country. And I you've been at this a long time, and you haven't had a lot of those athletes that can say that. She still has one race left in the NXR series, which goes to NXN over in Oregon on December 7th, I believe. And what she did at state qualifying, she's broken now the all-time 5K record multiple times, and she was faster up in Sioux Falls this past weekend. I'm running out of positive things to say about her, which is not an indictment on her. She's just a phenomenal young lady who happens to be really, really good at running.
Yeah, I mean, the words I would use for her if she won state in a mid-17s time, what's the next level of word to use to describe what's going on? It's incredible. So, you know, all respect to Peyton Noe, Addison Dorenkamp, and some of the other ladies who I've watched and marveled at the last few years. It's very difficult to dispute at this point that Marissa is the greatest distance runner Iowa's had, and she's a junior, and she's going to continue to get better. So 16:30 at state, so to do that, you know, again, I know she had the early time this year, 16:38, but then she did it on our she did the same time at our state qualifying course, then to go 16:30 at the state course, go 16:25 at NXR. You know, she's now ranked top five as an individual in the nation. I don't think that's an exaggeration. I don't think that's a misconception. I think the rest of the nation is just waking up to the name. Even the commentators during the NXR race, I didn't hear the whole thing, but there have been a lot of comments made to me of, there was definitely a tone of doubt in their mind of, is she going out too fast? Does she have the pedigree and the experience to do this? And I'm not sure they saw all of her personal records from track the year before. You know, sometimes people just don't have the faith that these kids get better. And in our 6 months, they can take to another level. And so, yeah, at this point, it's incredible to watch. I'm excited for her, the opportunity to race against the very, very best in Portland, December 7th. We're all rooting for her. Now that I'm just kind of a fan, I'm not her coach during the off season. You know, if she asked me for any advice, I would certainly be willing to kind of talk to her. But she also knows what to do at this point, and she's got a lot of great people pulling for her and giving her advice. But I certainly wouldn't pick against her. So, yeah, as a fan, again, you know, let's go for that national championship and see what happens.
And then that gets to the broader part of the whole program as a whole. And I know that when you and I talk, we often focus on varsity because that's what we cover as a station. We really try to hone in on those kids that are at the top races and all the above. But what continues to be the shining star, I know for you, the program, is that when Marissa and Kanan and these exceptional athletes are done with their races, so often they're the first one at the finish line cheering on their other teammates coming across. They're also at these events running the course, trying to chase down their JV teammates and all the above. And I know that you will be very happy at the end of your career with all the state championships and all the stuff that have happened the last couple of years. But I'm guessing that's the most meaningful part. And as you head into the spring and to track and to the next fall season, regardless of what the expectations are, that's the heart of the program.
No, championships are wonderful. I'm not going to dispute that in any way, shape, or form. And that, you know, it's a competitive sport, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to win. But my job as head coach is the health of the program. What is the program for all 80 students who choose to spend 2 to 3 hours a day training, learning, improving, struggling at times, going through hardships and challenges? I mean, again, that's it. So, you know, when I look at the health of the program, I very much look at our seniors who are not running varsity. If we have seniors every year who have, whether they're trying it for the first time, like a Christian Rempe, or somebody who's joined after they didn't do it in middle school or their freshman year and came out later, like a Nora Osman or a Ben Thompson, or guys who have done it, guys and gals who have done it for 6 years, you know, Phoebe Schrauben, Jordan Schaefer, Marsh Chaplin, again, Noah Huffaker, Chloe Punt, you know, again, I'm going to miss some people here again off the top of my head, but when you have those seniors who aren't running varsity, really have no, shall we say, chance at running varsity, if they're still putting in the work, if they're still doing their very best, again, I understand completely the questions I'm always going to get about Marissa and Kanan and whoever the number one runner on the team is. That is the nature of the sport. But what's remarkable, and I think Kanan and Marissa represent this so well, that they are the number one runner on the team, but they treat everyone else that they're their own number one runner. Everyone is their own number one. And so if you are improving and you're getting better and you're being the best version of yourself, that's the health of the program. And I think our seniors display it exceptionally well, and it's what I will most definitely look back at as being most proud. I'm going to enjoy all the state championships, and I keep track of them, and I keep track of all the stats in the world. But the joy and satisfaction and relationships that every kid on the team is creating, that's the job.
And of course, when we talk about state championships and all the above, I think we'll be having a few more of those conversations and maybe even bigger conversations next year. That's Doug Cutler, head coach of the Pella Cross Country Teams. Doug, appreciate your time, your patience with me as somebody who's not much of a runner, who's trying to get in better shape, and letting me hang around the program, interview the kids, which is so much a joy for me each and every week, and to get pictures, even if I forget the memory card at state and all the above. But I do appreciate your time and letting us hang with you and be your media partner, and look forward to the next time we're racing. It'll be on an oval sometime this spring.
No, definitely. Fall 2024, you've set some PRs yourself in mileage. I've seen you on the roads a lot this year. So, no, thank you very much. Enjoy talking with you always, and thanks for all the coverage and support.